Now, I saw an interesting clip over the weekend, and it's very rare that two things happen. One, somebody can explain something as complex as the banking system in like under 2 minutes. And the second thing is you do not see people in power, politicians, speak clearly in public and actually state the truth. Mm-hmm. This will blow your mind. You might even want to back this up and play this clip a couple of times because it is just a tsunami of truth bombs. Check this out.
It is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. Bank Santander, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, they're all broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, but counterfeiting by any other name. The artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the real retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. And plus, underneath all this, we talk loosely, in a rather cavalier fashion, do we not, about deposit guarantees. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer.
Wow.
Theft. And we're using the word tsunami quite a bit.
I used it there.
And he used it. And somebody understands central banks, how they manipulate currency, how they change even what you say inflation is by moving the metrics mm-hmm. that they use to measure it. Somebody has spent his life breaking that down. He's not one, but two PhDs, but actually wrote a book about tsunamis. It's called Thriving in the Economic Tsunami, not surviving it, thriving it. And we definitely need somebody to break down that auctioneer pace of truth bombs that just came out. The one, the only, Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Yeah! Okay, I'm going to stereotype, but I can. So I might have two doctors after my last name. But British people always sound so smart.
They do.
Even the word chicanery.
Chicanery.
I mean, I don't know what that means, but I think it means like being a trickster, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe
but
it's so. Not a tool,
right?
Yeah. They can even use words like proper and different words and that are a common word for us, but it's a totally different context.
Yeah. No
that's,
kidding.
That's super cool when they use it. But that was truly we got a definition on here. Colton, can you read that for me?
Deception by artful subterfuge or sophistry, trickery.
Not right. in a dictionary, just now, for the other
now
words.
Now we need to break those words down. So, that guy laid out a lot quick. Very rarely do you hear that one specific truth of these major banks are broke. They're lending money that they don't even have.
Yeah.
They just don't usually say that part out loud.
They don't. So the whole banking system is based on a fraud, right? When you go back to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and they tricked the U.S. government to actually, you know, basically sell their bonds to the Fed prints money out of thin air, and then we have to pay interest on that. It's like, what? There's no meaning behind what they do other than they go to the print and press with the red button, print money to buy U.S. treasuries. And that's how the government makes money. But where did the source of the funds come from?
Mm.
The pressing of a button, right? That's not federal. There's no reserve in it. It's not a government institution. People have to realize central banks, they're like the Fed is like seven cartel owning banking families. It's a private bank, right? That people think is part of the government, but it's really not. So the whole system that they developed of fractional reserve banking means, David and Stacey, when you deposit $100 into your checking account, you know, the assumption is, oh, they've got wads of hundreds just, you know, flowing out of the bank vault when you open up the door. No, there's nothing there, right? Because they will lend out 90% of it and keep 10% back withhold, you know, for when people take withdrawals and stuff. And then that 90%, they're going to lend out 90% of that and then 90% of that number. So they keep using the same $100 and they can create like $1,000 worth of lending. So this is where the system, there is no money behind it. They get loans and they print money. Like the other week when we watched the video of the chief of the Council of Economic Advisors for Biden,
yep.
he doesn't even understand. He was
I was thinking that same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he does understand. He doesn't want America to believe that we're actually giving money to private banks and they're making money off the interest, because he said, we print money and we borrow money. It's like, no. We don't print money. The government doesn't print money. The government sells bonds. The Fed prints money. This is the chicanery that mm-hmm. British politician was talking about. It's all based on a fraud. It's all based on debt. And then when you have the guarantee of FDIC, for example, mm-hmm. that your money is safe in the bank. Well, FDIC only has 0.74% of all deposits insured. Even that's a fraud. Mm. Right? It's like, there's not much left. So I'm looking at that. It's like, people who have too much money in the banks should not, because they're not safe like they used to be. They're running out of money. So there's this other video that by a supposedly smart scientist guy, you know, the evil Harari. Mm-hmm. We should watch that, because listen to what he says. I want to dissect a couple of things what he said, because it actually is a great follow-up to that video that we just watched.
Okay.
At Bitcoin, as a historian, I don't like it, because this is a money built on distrust. The central idea of Bitcoin is basically electronic gold, that we don't trust the banks, the governments, so we don't want to give them the ability to create as much money as they like. So we create this Bitcoin. It's a currency of distrust. I do think that the future belongs to electronic money, but what we've seen over the last centuries is that it's actually a good idea to give banks and governments the ability to create more and more money in order to build more trust within society. So I'm not sure what money would look like in 20 years or 30 years, but I hope it will be a currency of greater trust and not a currency of distrust.
Well, I wonder why there's so much distrust.
So one thing that he said is true. Bitcoin is a currency of distrust. People like decentralized blockchain cryptocurrency because they think it's private and it's away from central bank money. But what a dumb thing he said after that, when he basically said, hey, if for the government to actually get more trust, they should just print more money. It's like, what? Inflation is going to create more trust? What a stupid thing to say, right? However, when you go to his rationale, I understand why he said that. Because what do they do with the money that they print? They're going to create entitlements. They're going to give handouts. They're going to have guaranteed basic income. So he's misinterpreting the word trust for, I'll buy your vote if we print money. Right? Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
So just like what Biden's doing recently of home buyers, giving them a $400 a month credit on their mortgage payment so they can afford houses. It's like, where does all this money come from? Mm-hmm. Do they think that that's actually instilling trust? No, not when the banks start to fail, it sure won't. But right now in an election year, they're buying votes. And they are misusing the word trust for the feeling that people have when you give them money. It's like, all right, I'm going to keep voting for you because you're giving me money. Doesn't mean that I trust them.
Right.
I'm just going to keep abusing the system until it runs out. Right. That's not trust. That's what he's saying. So we've got this whole system right now that's based on fraud, based on inflation. He just said, and he's part of the globalist cabal, right? He's part of the World Economic Forum. He just said, without saying it, we are going to print money like there's no tomorrow to try to generate trust. Inflationary pressures will not slow down. They will not cease. Interest rates have to continue going up. The system will break, and they're going to usher in central bank digital currency to fix it.
And didn't the Fed Now go live? It just went live last week, right? Fed Now?
Yeah, it went live last week. The World Economic Forum was bragging 2 weeks ago that 98% of the world now has adopted central bank digital currency. They're ready to deploy. I mean, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's only like some small South Pacific island probably that doesn't have it. I mean, 98% of the world is a lot of the world.
Yeah.
So it's coming, and it's coming really quick.
Man. Well, it went from being theoretical, like, oh, they're not going to do this. They're not going to get rid of actual physical money and go with, you know, a heavily centralized government controlled way of tying your money to your, you know, value and your, you know, decisions completely controlled by the government. They wouldn't do this. And it's like, oh, well, they're kind of doing it. Oh, well, they're kind of setting it up. Oh, well, now it's in place. Okay. Now it's active.
Because we've been talking about this a long time. I remember you telling us about FedNow a long time ago for it now to be live and going. I mean, it's like, wow, all these things that you've been talking about are now coming to fruition.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's not rocket science. It just started connecting dots and knowing what the policymakers of the world are bringing to us. And they gave us the timeline. We're now in that timeline. Mm-hmm. So how do you protect silver? Get out of their system, get out of their paper, get out of all that stuff. Because what we want is something that's tangible, something that's real. Because the end of the system, as we know it, is upon us. Central banking, I think, is going to go away in the form of paper money. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a digital version of it.
Which they can keep track of, just like they do in China. If they don't like something, they just shut you off. So you can't do it. If you have done anything that they feel like, oh, that's inappropriate, that's, you know, I mean, even like in China, if somebody jaywalks, you know, it's like, oh, nope, we're going to take that. You can't have that. Yeah. I mean, it's, they control every aspect of your life. And that's what this CBDC would do as well.
Well, think about how dependent you are. If you're going to, you know, buy a car, you're going to buy a home, you know, your credit score is a big deal. You can't walk in there and it's just trash. You know, I mean, you're at the mercy of that score. You're kind of vulnerable and naked in front of that lender. Like, okay, this is me. This is my number. But imagine that being every time you buy groceries or an airline ticket, everything is going to more control. You go to buy an airline ticket. It has the carbon emission value on that flight right there on the numbers now. You know, so everything is going to be tied to how good of a citizen are you? Well, your carbon footprint's already too big this year. You can't do this. Your spending won't go through if you exceed the thresholds that they say the peasants can have. Now, if you're John Kerry or, talk about, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't even live in Sacramento when he was governor. He flew every day. You know, like the amount of carbon footprint they think is okay for them is fine. But they're moving towards that idea of the farmers live in the house and all the cattle out in the pasture, and they have to control everything about the livestock. And that's everybody watching the show. That's what they think of you. That's the system.
And it's interesting because, you know, you read in the Bible about the mark of the beast. You're like, how could that ever happen? How could that actually happen? We could see today how that could actually happen. Yeah,
for sure. The technology is there. For the first time in the history of the world, Revelation 13 can now be here right now.
Yeah, it's just wild to see. But I love what you always say. You always say, but there's always options. When you're reading Revelation, it's not like you have to do it. You have choices. And that's what we're talking about right now. You can make a choice to get yourself in a great position financially where you're not dependent on the government. And that's getting out of the money and into something that's tangible like silver and gold.
Out of the fake Babylonian currency. Exactly. I mean, it really is. That's what the dollar is.
That's exactly right. And I think that's what's so important about you've been shouting this from the rooftops for a long time, letting us know, hey, there are other options and this is a great option.
Which is why we know, love, and trust you. Like, we've been friends for 25 years, but you have a plan through this. This isn't fear, you know, I don't know, artificial drama. It's like, hey, you know, it's like standing on a road and like, hey, the bridge is out right up here. Here's another way that you can get there that's safe. Oh, you're trying to sell me something. Okay, don't. I know, you know, I'm going on this other route. You can choose whatever you want to do. And you always have a plan. And that's what you're working people through. I love it because it's very clear, multi-stages, silver, gold, ratio close. If people have watched our episodes in the past, you have a very clear, methodical, Solomon-like book of Proverbs wisdom-based plan to get through this storm. But people have to participate.
Yep. It's good stuff.
It's so important. Not.
Either way, go to flyovergold.com and you can set up a conversation with Kirk and his team. It's not a sales pitch. It is very educational based. Hey, here's your options. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's best for you? Hang up the phone, walk away, pray about it. See what is the wise choice for you and your family to make it through the times that we're in with the least number of regrets in the future. That's the move. Whether you're talking about buying some meat to be prepared if something happened, or you're talking about, you know, being
having extra water,
anything that you're doing, like, what's the wise thing for me to do with the position God's put me in my family and in my future, mm-hmm. to operate with the least number of regrets with whatever outcomes mm-hmm. come. And that's what your team works with.
So Flyover family, go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information there, for someone from their team will get a hold of you to set up that free consultation, or you can call 720-605-3900. Do it today. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.